Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast that we have prepared on Friday, June 12th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. We prepare these messages right here from our home in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, where at the moment we have some sunshine, for which we're most grateful. Today's message is titled, Training Our Spiritual Senses. And listen as Brooksine reads a powerful portion from God's Word. Hebrews chapter 5, 13 and 14.
For everyone who partakes only of milk is not accustomed to the word of righteousness, for he is an infant. But solid food is for the mature, who because of practice have their senses trained to discern good and evil.
Have you ever eaten dirt? Well, most of us probably have, or possibly even something more disgusting or even dangerous during our younger years. Infants and toddlers tend to stick things in their mouths that we adults disapprove of.
Recently, our friend Bill and his 13-month-old son Zachary were enjoying the outdoors. Bill got distracted for a moment. When he turned his attention back to Zachary, he caught him with a worm in his mouth. Well, Bill moved very quickly and was able to rescue the baby, not necessarily the worm. To his mother's relief, though, he did not swallow the worm.
Well, children learn what is acceptable and unacceptable through their experiences in life. Essentially, they are training their senses, most often with the help of their mom and dad during the early years. They often do things that come natural to their immature way of thinking, though not always safe. I vaguely recall the time I stuck marbles up into my nose and then was unable to get them out. I don't even know where they went. Well, my mom took me to Dr. Tracy, and to the best of my knowledge, she retrieved them all. And I don't know where they would go, actually, but I think they're all out now. Yeah, my wife said to the brain. Well, I learned from that uncomfortable experience not to stick stuff up my nose through my foolish act. One among many, for sure. I was training my senses.
Well, this is a great lesson we all need to be learning as we mature in our walk with Christ. God's will is that we grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, as mentioned by Peter in 2 Peter 3:18. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable. And this is scripture in 1 Thessalonians 4:3-4.
Well, growing leads to maturity as we progress from the milk stage to the solid food stage, using the analogy in Hebrews 5, which is also, of course, an analogy from life. There are three aspects in the latter part of the daily scripture portion that provides a solid foundation for the maturing Christian's pursuit of righteousness.
First, because of practice. Practice describes a steady day-by-day, week-by-week type of maturing that takes place as we partake of God's Word, both individually in our personal study and corporately in church and other group settings. The specific word for practice means the condition has been produced by past exercise and is then the habitual or normal condition.
The second part of the verse states, have their senses trained. Well, the word trained translates the Greek word gymnazo, from which you may hear, in fact, get the words gymnasium or gymnastics, and refers to exercising our senses. The Apostle Paul, otherwise elsewhere, exhorted Timothy to train yourself to be godly. That's the same Greek word there, gymnazo. And that is 1 Timothy 4, verse 7. This indicates our personal responsibility and growth. God continues to reward those who earnestly seek Him, His kingdom, and His righteousness. And we have two linked scripture verses here, Hebrews 11, verse 6, and Matthew 6, verse 33.
And thirdly, the scripture says to discern good from evil. This is the sense of discernment, which means to thoroughly separate and distinguish. We live in this world and must interface with all kinds of people. As a result, we are confronted daily with good and evil. Increasingly, there is much confusion as to what is good and what is evil, since our generation reflects the Bible period described by Isaiah in Israelite history as he warned his hearers, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light and light for darkness." This is mentioned in Isaiah 5, verse 20. We must ever be sensitive to Spirit so that He will lead us in this ongoing process of learning and practicing discernment. We must be solidly grounded in the Scriptures and adhere to sound theology to discern good from evil.
Well, we conclude the message with this challenge. Let us all continue to pursue the kingdom of God and His righteousness and offer up to Him our holy lives as our spiritual worship.
Let's pray together. Father, the Word declares that those who are mature in their walk with You are those who've repeatedly made hard choices. They've come up against the tempter time after time, and by Your grace and their exercising their will, they have said no to ungodly behavior or attitudes, to temporary pleasures that leave unending regret. You continue to train our senses to know that which is good and that which is evil as we adhere to Your standards of righteousness as modeled and written in Scripture. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for that heartfelt prayer today. And thank you, our podcast listener, for spending a few moments with us. Whenever that may be, when we pray, we often consider those that may listen in the hours following the time we update it. But so pray today it occurred to me that there may be those listening many days or months or even longer down the road as these messages are archived on the web. Well, our message is on dailyencouragement.net. That's our website. This is the message that we have prepared for Friday, June 12th, 2009. Don't have a lot of pictures up today. We do have one of the little guy named Zachary and his dad, Bill, our friends from actually our church. And then we have a beautiful photo up of an Amish flower bed in eastern Lancaster County. Actually, not taken this year, but taken a year or two ago, as I recall, but still was a good repeat to use today. A couple suggested songs we use in the message today, again from that Scripture Memory Series I've been often referring to, from Integrity Scripture Memory Series. Lead Me, O Lord, is the title of one of them, and the other is Show Me Your Ways, O Lord. And Brooksine, do you have a suggested song? She's nodding her head no. There's a lot of good music on this theme, but I think that's enough today. Have a blessed day. Continue to faithfully serve the Lord Jesus Christ.